The original name Hybrid Theory was an idea to define the kind of music that we were doing. I didn't really see it as a rock band. I saw it as like a new type of fusion.
From the beginning, our goal was to bring together different genres of music, electronica, hip-hop, alternative rock, and make it into one sound that's indistinguishable.
I met Brad in college. Brad had been making music with Mike, and they had known each other since junior high. Mike had met Joe, our DJ in art school.
You know your style and when you're rolling with Mr. Han.
Rob, our drummer, had played with some of Brad's bands back in high school and that kind of thing.
When Chester came in, like, I remember playing through the songs, and there was like certain parts in like the music we were playing that were kind of hard for most of the vocals to hit, and Chester just like nailed it.
I got the demo and I was really excited about it. I thought it was fresh, and I felt that I could really help strengthen the music.
There was somebody actually in the studio that was trying out also. If they just heard Chester singing, they just left.
MTV Asia Awards, February 2002. Will you be there? Will you be watching? Will you be there?
3, 2.
February.
Stop sabotaging it. I can't do this together.
Stand by.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as a world famous DJ and producer. We know him as a drummer for tonight. Make some noise for Zed. And also joining us on vocals, this gentleman. The first concert he ever went to was the first Linkin Park show in London for about 500 people. The show was shot, there were photos shot by Kerrang, and his first time in Kerrang was actually in that photo in the front barricade of the crowd. And now he gets to have the covers all by himself. Ladies and gentlemen, Ollie Sykes of Bring Me the Horizon.
Sounds good.